It's town meeting time, and in Rye, a long simmering controversy is back on the ballot. On Tuesday, voters there will decide the fate of the old town hall. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, the building raises questions about preservation and when to admit that enough is enough.
It's pretty hard for John Loftus to say nice things about Rye Town Hall.
It's pretty gorgeous. I mean, the old tin ceilings.
Yeah, loaded with asbestos.
The matching curved staircases.
So these stairs are not the code. They'll never be the code.
What about the old grand entrance?
So this is like wasted space.
Loftus would make a terrible realtor, but he's a good salesman for his vision. The retired home builder wants to tear down this 180-year-old building and start fresh. Give the residents of Rye and the town's employees a new space. In advance of town meeting, Loftus has been making his case during a series of information sessions at the Rye Public Library.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. We're going to get started, 6:31.
In front of a dozen residents, maybe more, Loftus runs through a PowerPoint showing plans for a new town hall that he's designed. Same location, but bigger, with more parking, more meeting rooms, ADA compliant, and energy efficient. The price tag, including demolition, is just over $3 million. To Debbie Crapo, sitting in the front row, that sounds like a deal.
I personally don't want any of my taxes to go into that old town hall anymore. I feel like I might as well burn my stuff in an ashtray.
Burning money is not how everyone sees Old Town Hall. The building, which was originally a Methodist church, was the hub of town for more than a century. It hosted dances, plays, graduations, and weddings, events that Judy Tracy, a longtime resident, says are deeply ingrained in her history and the town's.
When I was a child, living in Rye, I mean, there were events going on here on the stage. It was just wonderful, you know?
An old piano still sits on the portion of stage that hasn't been repurposed for office space. That's one of the main problems with the current town hall. Because it was designed as a church, lots of temporary walls have been rigged up over the years to house employees, and the building is in bad need of a paint job. Last year, voters had the option of knocking the town hall down and building a replica, but they voted that down. They also killed a plan that called for a renovation and expansion.
The Rye voter doesn't want to spend any money. And
surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. It's like every other town, for sure.
Mae Bradshaw is chair of the Historic District Committee here. She's excited about town meeting this year because of a new option that's coming up for a vote. A vacant TD Bank branch just down the road from Town Hall is on the market. The idea is buy that bank for about $625,000 and move a few town departments, like the clerk, into that building. From Bradshaw's perspective, this solves the space issue and preserves the old structure. She's no fan of the other option, to say nothing of John Loftus's design for a new building.
No, I mean, I don't think it looks historic. I don't think it does justice to the site. It looks like a modern three-story office building in the center of our historic district, and that does not please me.
Stuck in the middle of these competing plans are the 10 or so town employees who spend their days inside Town Hall. Kim Reed actually spends her days inside a Town Hall hallway because that's where her office is.
Do you have any nostalgia for this structure, this building?
I have definitely no nostalgia.
But that doesn't mean she's eager to see the building go.
You know, I don't know. I like Mr. Loftus's plans. I think it's really nice. At the same time, I'm intrigued by the TD Bank. And so I don't know how I'm going to vote yet.
Reed, like the rest of the town, has until Tuesday to figure that out. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.